Chapter 2. Horse Thieves. The children sat on the corral fence as Cookie and the young woman talked to a policeman.
"So," the policeman said, writing in his notebook, "you're the new head wrangler."
The young woman nodded. "My name's Alyssa. I've been riding here at the ranch since I was a little girl. Last month, when the head wrangler retired, I applied for the job. Cookie put me in charge of caring for the horses."
"And you're sure two of them were stolen?"
the policeman asked.
"Where else could they be?" she asked, her voice shrill.
Cookie patted the young woman's shoulder.
"Every morning, Alyssa brings horses from the pastures to the corral so we can check them over."
Cookie pushed a wisp of white hair off her forehead.
"Some horses need shots or ointments. Others need their hooves picked or new shoes put on."
"And we put out oats," said Alyssa. "Honey and Bunny love their oats. They're usually the first ones into the corral, but not today."
She sniffed and stared down at her boots. The children felt sorry for Alyssa. The horses were her responsibility, and now two of them were missing.
"Maybe," said Violet. "They jumped over the fence."
"It's too high," said Alyssa.
"Besides," said Cookie, "Honey and Bunny wouldn't even try to jump. They're a couple of sweet old mares who spend their days grazing and sleeping."
The policeman scratched the back of his head.
"Well," he said, "I do recall reading about a ring of horse thieves working in the next county, but that was a few months back. I never heard of any horses stolen from around here. Has your ranch had trouble like this before?"
"No,"
said the two women. The policeman flipped his notebook shut.
"You should call around. Ask your neighbors to keep an eye out for your horses."
He climbed into his car.
"I'll spread the word when I have time."
He drove away down the dusty road.
"I'll go check the pastures one more time," said Alyssa, riding off.
"And I need to get back to my kitchen before I burn up breakfast," said Cookie. "I'll ring the cowbell when it's time to come eat."
The four Alden children sat quietly on the fence, thinking. It was well known back home in Greenfield that the children loved to solve mysteries, but they never expected to find one at the Dare to Dream Ranch. Finally, Jessie said,
"Well, if you ask me, this doesn't make any sense at all."
"What doesn't?"
asked Violet. Jessie turned to her sister.
"Pretend you're a horse thief."
Violet gasped.
"Oh, I would never steal. Just pretend," said Jessie.
"I'll do it," said Benny.
"Good," said Jessie. "You're the thief."
Benny made a mean face.
"Perfect. Now, here you come, sneaking around this ranch in the dead of night. You see a pasture filled with beautiful horses. You can steal any one of them. So, do you steal a couple of tired old mares?"
"Not me,"
said Benny.
"I'd steal lots of Dots, because he's the best."
"And I'd steal the fastest and the strongest horses I could find," said Henry, "like Lightning and Dragon."
"Exactly," Jessie said. "That's why this doesn't make sense."
They sat quietly, thinking, watching the corral full of horses. The Aldens always felt a special bond with the rescue horses on the ranch. These children also knew how it felt to be homeless. After their parents died, they had run away and lived all by themselves. One stormy night, they found an old boxcar in the woods and soon made it their home. They lived there until Grandfather found them and brought them to live with him. Like the rescue horses on Cookie's ranch, the children knew how hard it was to be on their own and how wonderful it felt to find a safe and loving home.
"What's Dragon doing here?"
boomed a deep voice. A big man rode up. He wore an old straw cowboy hat, his long blonde mustache curled up at the ends.
"Dragon is my horse," said Jessie. "I'm going to ride..."
"He's not ready," the man snapped. "He cut his leg. Alyssa was told to keep him out in the west pasture until it healed."
"Who are you?"
asked Henry.
"Kurt Krupnik, the new ranch manager,"
the big man said.
"Alyssa better learn to listen to me if she wants these horses to stay healthy. I told Cookie that girl is too young to be head wrangler."
Then he whirled his horse around and rode away.
"Do you really think something's wrong with Dragon?"
asked Jessie. They watched Dragon walk around the corral. He didn't limp or seem hurt. Maybe Kurt was wrong. Maybe Dragon's leg had healed.
Clang, clang, clang.
A loud cowbell rang.
"Breakfast!" called Cookie.
Clang, clang, clang.
"Come and get it,"